This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Well, people are jumping ship from the Russian collusion narrative like the boat is sinking. Well, that's because the boat is sinking, and the real Russian collusion is on the Democrat side. So what are they going to do when this Russian collusion, Russian narrative, Russian hacking ship is completely abandoned? Everybody's jumped ship. What are they going to do when that ship ports? And now you have people saying that Donald Trump obstructed justice in the Russian collusion case, but there's nobody even on board that ship, so there's no case there. What are they going to do? Because that's the reality that they're about to face, David.
Well, again, I think that the real issue here, moving forward at this point, Donald Trump and his Department of Justice, and Attorney General Sessions won't lead with this, there are senators like Senator Grassley who will. He's been asking very pointed questions of Jay Johnson about hacking into state department and state boards of election. Why would Putin even want to go and get the voter rolls in some of these states? He has no motivation to do that, but the Democrats do. And we had these individual states complaining about it. They had in February, they said, we want the president to say that this is not going to be declared critical infrastructure. We do not want the federal government intruding itself into state elections. This was a meeting of secretaries of state in February, and then subsequent to that, we found that the Department of Homeland Security had been breaking into Indiana in massive quantities. So we understand that they're very concerned. It's going to come out what they've been doing. They have been the ones who have been trying to hack the election. They are the ones who have broken the law. They are the ones who have committed obstruction of justice. And now they need to go on the offensive. This phony narrative, which was designed to cover that up, it was not only designed to try to hamstring President Trump, to try to get a process crime against him. It was designed to cover up their criminal actions. And it's about time those criminal actions come out, because that's really what is at the bottom of all of this.
If you guys could pull that story up that you just had, I don't know who printed that story. I never saw it. No, the one claiming that the Trump obstruction case is gathering momentum. This is hilarious to me. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's losing all momentum. It never really had any momentum. Every time there's a new hearing, a new testimony, whether it be Sessions, Jay Johnson, James Comey, whoever it is, it kills any momentum that it never had. And so they're continuing to push this ship into harbor. They're continuing to want to port this ship, hoping that when it ports, they can claim that he obstructed justice, but no one will be on the ship. It'll be a ghost ship. It'll be halfway
underwater.
Well,
there was never any obstruction of justice, because from Comey's own testimony, if you listen to him as multiple sworn testimonies, he contradicts himself. So he essentially committed perjury with that. But when he said, well, you know, I've never had anybody try to shut down an investigation for political purposes. That would be a big deal. He said that on oath. Then he comes back and goes, well, you know, I think he really wanted me to shut that down. So we need to take a look at that. And yet, if that were the case, he would be contradicting himself. At the same time, Owen, what he said was Donald Trump had said to him, I want you to look into all these different peripheral issues, the satellite people and so forth and so on. So he's not trying to obstruct justice. He appointed a special prosecutor who was hostile to him, who was politically involved with the swamp, Mueller. And so he did everything other than obstructing justice. He went to the nth degree, even according to Comey's testimony, the fact that he wanted, just get this information out there about the satellite people. And I want you to let people know that I'm not under investigation. You have besmirched my good name. Why won't you tell people that? And as Marco Rubio pointed out, it was an open secret. Comey had told that to all the other senators. He said everybody here knew that Donald Trump was not under investigation. Why is that the one thing that did not leak out of here, was what you were telling everybody, that he was not under investigation? So the obstruction charges against Donald Trump are not going to go anywhere. There's absolutely no legal basis for it. There's no testimonial basis for it. But there is a basis for obstruction of justice by Comey, by Loretta Lynch, by the Obama administration. And the law was violated by the intelligence and law enforcement community, the FBI and the intelligence community. You know, quite frankly, Owen, it's absolutely amazing to me that for so many years, nobody would even talk about the NSA. It was always called no such agency. Yet this time, we had people who were head of the NSA, head of these intelligence agencies, coming out as political operatives, publicly trashing Donald Trump. I mean, that's how open they are about this political corruption that they have sunk to.
And then Comey says, well, I've never had anyone interfere with an investigation. That would be a big deal. But then admits that Loretta Lynch wanted to handle the Hillary Clinton thing as a matter and not an investigation. So I think you did, actually, James Comey.
That's right.
Loretta Lynch.
He contradicted himself.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, InfoWars has come a long way in the last 5 years since I started following InfoWars, and InfoWarsStore.com has been just as much a part of that growth as everything that we're doing here. So many products offered at InfoWarsStore.com now. What an unbelievable selection. And we are running huge specials right now on that great selection. The 4th of July summer mega specials are now running at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes free shipping store-wide. Everything, every purchase, no matter how big, no matter how small, free shipping store-wide. BrainForce Plus, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Z-Shield, one of our newer products, 30% off. We just get new products all the time. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. You combine that with the free shipping, hundreds of dollars of saving on emergency foods. What a great deal. Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. It's summertime. You're going to be at the lake. You're going to be camping. You're going to be at the ball game. You're going to be outside, and you don't want to spray the toxic, disgusting chemicals that they have in mainstream bug spray, folks. I'm telling you, look into the chemicals they put in mainline bug spray. You will never put it on your body again. It is that disgusting. So support us. Get these great products.
And because of your support, we're able to grow. And it's just amazing. Here's an example. You can think of so many examples. I had a caller call into the show yesterday who, you know, if you have, let's say there's something in your life, a little health issue, and you just can't put your finger on it. The doctors don't really know what to do, you know. And we've got products at Infowars.com that address this. We had a caller last night say that his mother was suffering from dementia, that just never really got any answers from doctors, never really got any answers from pharmaceuticals, just continued to get worse. Claims that she tried Brain Force and Survival Shield X2, and now she's actually having an uptick. She's actually gaining more consciousness. An unbelievable story. David Knight over here today, he's got a cough. It's been bothering him for a while, a sore throat. He's still able to come on air and do 3 hours of radio because he uses the lung cleanse over here to help cleanse the throat. I'm starting to develop knee pain and elbow pain. I guess I'm getting old now. My birthday around the corner. So what did I do? I started trying bone broth. I started trying the bone and joint formula. Now all of a sudden I'm not dealing with that pain anymore. So try out the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I promise you, you will find something you like. The toothpaste will be the last toothpaste you ever use. It's the best toothpaste on the planet, fluoride free. Now let's bring in our guest, Michael Springman. He is covering the relocation, the clash of civilizations, and what that all means, what started it, the phony wars, and how they're bringing that to Europe and the United States. Michael Springman, thank you so much for joining us. The book, Goodbye Europe, Hello Chaos. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Michael, that you would come on today, because today with the Supreme Court talking about the travel ban and everything, this is something that goes back to your first book. I want to revisit that just briefly. You had a book before, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Handouts That Rocked the World. And this is an insider's view. And the original book that you had with that a few years ago, you were talking about the fact that you were working with the State Department. You were a diplomat with the Foreign Service. You were posted various countries, Germany, India. But it was in Saudi Arabia that you came across a lot of individuals that you refused visas to. You knew that they were not qualified for travel to the United States. And yet you routinely saw that overruled. And it was by the CIA, at the CIA's direction, wasn't it?
Exactly. I found out once I was out of the Foreign Service that this whole thing had been cooked up by the Central Intelligence Agency and the State Department, and of some 20 Americans at the consulate at Jeddah, where I was assigned as head of the visa section, that there were only three Americans, to the best of my knowledge, including myself, who had no ties with the Central Intelligence Agency or the National Security Agency.
So that's the kind of compartmentalization that we typically see. You've got somebody there who's honestly trying to do their job. You're looking at these people's qualifications and go, no way, this guy's not should not be traveling to the United States. And then you reject that, and then you get this series of people coming in. What do? They kind of lean on you and tell you, I think you should reconsider this, or what they do?
Well, initially it was, well, it's your decision, but we want to make sure we get this guy into the States. He's a good contact. He's done things for the consulate, et cetera. And then it developed into, if you don't issue the visa, you're not going to be working for the State Department anymore. You're going to get fired.
Wow. Yeah. So that's what we have seen. Now, this has evolved now over the years. Your new book is Goodbye Europe, Hello Chaos, subtitle Merkel's Migrant Bomb. And that's precisely what we understand this is. As we see this kind of regime change happening throughout Europe, here's from your foreword to your book. If you really want to help refugees, stop feeding them. Let a few of them die of starvation, war injuries, and disease on the sidewalks of Western Europe. Then go organize the ensuing public outrage to pressure the governments to stop the wars, that's the regime changes, responsible for producing such refugee streams. If you keep taking them in and feeding them, you're complicit in cooperating with the aggressor because you aid and abet in the process of them becoming permanently dislodged from their countries. You are helping the aggressor win. Now, that was from 1992. And that was the words of an emergency physician. You point out that really unsettled you, because that's pretty harsh words to say, just let these people die in the streets. It's because people don't understand the entire where this is all beginning and what is happening in their countries, what is so horrific there. And they don't understand now that these people are being brought in massive, unrestrained, unvetted numbers. And this is something that you have seen, and now a tradition that you've seen throughout your entire career. Not only not yep. vetting people because they're coming in, you believe that they are perhaps violent individuals. No, the CIA says bring them in. And now they're doing it in such massive numbers that it's going to be the destruction of the West if we don't stop that. And you trace this back to its origins as regime change.
Exactly right. Yeah, I had been in Jeddah and seen this, and then I guess a year or two ago, A friend of mine, Sylvia Gamak, who supplied some research in the foreword for the new book, Goodbye Europe, began talking to me about what was happening in Europe and sending me clips and newspaper articles and so on. And I was astonished, and it was the same line they were giving the Europeans as had been given to the United States for the last couple of decades. Oh, these poor people, they just want to leave a terrible homeland and come to our country and work for a living and live the good life and pay taxes and enjoy themselves. And nobody pays any attention to, well, what about taking jobs away from the natives? What about taking taxes and funds for these people that should go to something else in the economy, and so on and so forth?
Yeah, what about the fact that some of them probably genuinely hate your country because of the things that they've been told or the things that your government has done to them in the past, including former regime changes?
That's right. Right. You drop bombs on these people. They probably don't look at America favorably as they should. They don't certainly don't want to come here and be a part of this culture. Perhaps they want to come here and destroy it. One of the things that you point out in your first chapter is weapons of mass migration. And clearly it is a weapon. It is a weaponized population bomb that they're bringing in. When you bring in people in uncontrolled numbers and you stop the vetting of those people, then what you have done is you've essentially created an invasion of your own country by your own government to destroy that country, isn't it?
Exactly right. That's what one former justice on the German Constitutional Court said about the German government and Angela Merkel. She said that her entire government had violated its oath of office to protect and defend the people of Germany, to preserve territorial integrity and provide for the common welfare. And when this wave of migrants hit, when they tweeted in August 25th, I guess it was 2015, that we're not going to be enforcing the Dublin rule, where you had to apply for asylum in the first European community country you entered, well, that was it. The floodgates opened and 10,000 refugees swarmed across the Hungarian border.
Exactly.
Michael, your book has covered this. You've had books in the past. The foreword that David just wrote in this most recent book, again, he said that was from 1992.
Yeah.
It's amazing. How is it that so many people saw this coming? I mean, there were so many people, they wrote books, you know, that saw this clash of civilizations coming long before anyone else did. What were the signs that you saw building to this that's gotten us to this point?
Well, what I saw in the beginning, and I probably could have started the book maybe a year earlier, but I was too busy promoting the other book, The Visas for Al-Qaeda, was that people were saying, well, yeah, bring these people in. Syria's in a terrible mess, Libya's in a terrible mess, and so on. And they began putting things up on television in Germany, for example. It was a cute little cartoon with a catchy music to it that aimed at children, saying no animal is illegal. And the idea was that they were going to start training people's minds from grade school age on up to welcome these people with flowers and candy, with no concept of, well, what's happening? These people aren't from our own culture, from Europe, from they're not Italians, they're not Yugoslavs, they're not even Turks. They're people from countries with no real connection to Europe except being conquered and being bombed either during the First Crusades or during the present Crusades with the Americans and the French and the British bombing the living daylights out of Syria and Libya and Iraq and so forth. And you've got a total misfit. You've got a total clash of civilizations, of religion, of culture, and nobody really knows how to handle it. And when anybody does complain in Germany, for example, or France or anywhere else, they're attacked as neo-Nazis, they're attacked as anti-migrant, they're attacked as Islamo-Mises, they're attacked as the heirs of Adolf Hitler, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, they resort to multiculturalism, and yet what the one culture that they don't want is the one that is currently there. One of the chapters you have is destabilization without a purpose. What do you see as the purpose of this destabilization?
Well, there's the American purpose is essentially to weaken Europe, a unified Europe, as a competitor to the United States, and also as a way of splitting Europe, in particular Germany, away from Russia. You've got European and, in particular, German technology and education and skills And if this were united to the Russian vast landmass filled with flows of natural resources, you'd have an economic powerhouse. And the Americans don't want this. They have fought two wars against Germany in the last century to ensure that Germany was not a powerful state. And yet Germany has come back with 80 million people.
That's Michael Springman. We got to take a break. More on these issues and more on the other side.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stories I want to introduce this segment with Michael Springman on. The United States is about to send 4,000 more troops to Afghanistan. We saw what happened the last time we wanted to intervene in Afghanistan. It turned into a big poppy field operation. And let's not forget, it was not but a few months ago where Donald Trump dropped the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan, supposedly on CIA tunnels. These are CIA tunnels that ISIS was using. Whether that bomb was effective or not, we'll speculate. But then also, you've got all this going on, the CIA, the U.S. forcing all this regime change in the Middle East, which is causing an influx of migrants into Europe and the United States. What a double standard the left has, sitting here saying, Trump's regime change, Trump's trying to do this, Trump's trying to do that, oh, we can't have this, Russia meddling in our elections. Meanwhile, the United States does that all across the planet, especially in the Middle East, including violently. Michael Springman, I'd just like to hear your general reaction from the developments in this story.
Well, basically, you said pretty much what it really is. You've got years of Clinton destroying Yugoslavia. You've got years of both Bushes destroying Iraq and Afghanistan. You've got 8 years of Obama destroying Libya and Syria. And then you've got now Trump continuing it. And nobody has said, hey, wait a minute. This is a continuous policy. It began back with Jimmy Carter, the Democrat, when he and Zbigniew Brzezinski decided they were going to take on the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. Nobody questions this. They all think it's a wonderful thing, and they cry crocodile tears over Americans being killed and the cost of the war. But they never think, well, what are the real costs? It's crumbling bridges. It's lead in your drinking water. It's... Not enough money for health care and so on.
And so we put this manufactured crisis, and that's the key, I think, for people to take away from your experience from your books, talking about the fact that they were putting in visas for Al-Qaeda, that they threatened you with the State Department in Saudi Arabia, saying, you know, you're going to approve these people. The CIA wants them in here, even though you said you could see that they were not qualified. And now this... what we see happening in Europe especially, but it's also going to be happening in America, the chaos that is being created, the migrant bomb that Angela Merkel has there. This is a policy by design. And your experience in these two books that you've written here, Goodbye Europe, Hello Chaos, a new one, it shows that this is policy by design. We are not reacting to a humanitarian crisis. This is a crisis that we created in order to further this globalism that we have here, this migrant chaos that takes down the West.
Exactly right. You've got George Soros and his Central European University, for example, collecting speakers of exotic hard languages like Arabic and Pashtun and Dari and things like this, and using them as translators to help guide the migrant wave through the Balkans into Central and Northern Europe. You've got big American companies like Cisco giving huge donations to organizations that help herd the migrants.
Yes.
And in addition, Cisco set up companies, Wi-Fi systems throughout the migrant routes in the Balkans to help guide these people from wherever they came from. In the past, you had to use topographical maps and take your chances on finding your way from one place to another. But now there's money being given to these people to go from Syria or Libya or wherever to Italy or Germany or Austria or name your country. And somehow they have money for cell phones. They have money for the internet. My own internet phone, the iPhone, that eats up batteries like nobody's business. Yet somehow they have charging stations for these people.
They don't leave anything to chance, do they? Absolutely nothing is left to chance. And you have people like Hamdi Ulukaya, the guy who is a Turk citizen. He's on the Federal Reserve Board, and he runs Chimani Yogurt. And he goes on, and the mainstream media is complicit in this. CBS has him on. He goes, well, when I give them a job, they're no longer refugees. Well, if we didn't bomb their countries, they would not be refugees. That's the whole key. But it's about the people replacement. It's about bringing in foreigners, setting them up in business with massive American subsidies. These same foreigners who then go to Davos and push this mass migration, as you pointed out, don't leave anything to chance. They make sure they've got a complete infrastructure, guidelines along the way. They don't just leave breadcrumbs for them. They give them iPhones and charging stations to help them find their way through.
Well, exactly. And it's the Germans, in the short run, think this is a great idea, because it brings in more people, supposedly, who will pay taxes into their social welfare system, and that the people there will think, well, yeah, well, you know, we've got somebody now to take care of us in our old age because there are no Germans being born to keep the system running. And yet they don't seem to realize that the solution is to promote the normal population increase.
They'll take care of them kind of like Kevorkian takes care of people. That's the way it's going to happen. Thank you so much, Michael Springman. The book is Goodbye Europe, Hello Chaos. Excellent book.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top 3 selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
One of our producers here just came in my ear in the break and said, hey, you might want to mention that Megyn Kelly has failed for the fourth weekend in a row with her ratings. And I was like, who? Oh, her. I completely forgot she even existed. But you know, it's funny. The hit piece that she did on Alex is the gift that keeps on giving, folks. And Alex allowed himself to get drugged through the mud for Megyn Kelly's little hit piece, but it showed who she really is. It showed her true colors, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. I'll just leave it at right here. There's going to be some more developments in that hit piece as more things are learned from things that were said in it. I'll just leave that right there, and I think Alex will address it later on. But the reason why we are successful and Megyn Kelly is not is because we have InfoWarsStore.com, and we're supported by you. You, the listener, you support us, not big pharmaceutical companies, not big insurance companies, not these people that run these major advertising campaigns on these major news networks that run fake news all day long.
Like
we're supported by you, like J.P. Morgan, exactly, the big bankers. No, you go and you take advantage of our specials, like the 4th of July Summer Mega Special that's running live right now on InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. Rainforest Plus, 30% off. Survival or Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Z-Shield, 30% off. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. Emmerich Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off. The next time you're going to do any shopping, whether it be for household items like shampoo or toothpaste, or maybe you want a new hat or a new political shirt, or you're looking for some new health supplements, InfoWarsStore.com, we have the entire waterfront covered now. The store has really reached the next level proportions. People are saying, wow, there's household items here. I need to keep these in my house. Why wouldn't I shop at InfoWarsStore.com? Get the all-natural shampoos. Get the water filters. This is how we take back the culture. Great products, InfoWarsStore.com. Great specials running right now. Take advantage of these specials while supplies last. We're going to take your phone calls, too. I forgot to put the number out there. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll take your phone calls, whatever it is you want to talk about. The collapse of the left, the collapse of the Russian narrative. Now it's actually looking like it's going to fall back on them. The Supreme Court is now in the spotlight with the travel ban and some other issues that have been brought to the Supreme Court. And really, I think that the overall thing, other than the left absolutely collapsing right now, is that we are really winning right now, David. We really are. It's not perfect. It's always going to be a struggle. Yeah. We've got so many battles here in front of us. But right now, the battles that we're all facing together, we are having victory.
Well, you know, as weak as the quote-unquote Obamacare bills that they have coming out of the House and the Senate are, the Hill points out the GOP agrees on one thing. Obamacare taxes must go. And I think that's very important because, you know, when we look at what Obamacare is, what is it? It's mandates, it's subsidies, it's taxes. That's the way the Democrats approach everything, isn't it? You know, when you subsidize something, you're going to get more of it, but of course the cost is going to go up as well when you subsidize it. When you tax it, the cost is also going to go up. You're also going to get less of it. So we have this kind of back and forth that we see from the Democrats. And when you look at the kind of Obamacare taxes we're looking at, they said the bill would lower government revenues by nearly $1 trillion over a decade. In other words, we've got about $1 trillion worth of Obamacare taxes in the pipeline here because of this. And these are taxes on things like medical devices. If you want affordable health care, you're not going to put taxes on medical devices. You're not going to increase everybody's cost with regulation. Instead, what you're going to do is you're going to give people tax credits, or you're going to give them tax savings accounts, or you're going to give them competition. You're going to give them information to know who is providing what services, at what quality, at what cost. That's the kind of reform that we need if we're going to have affordability. We need market forces involved. And when you look at Donald Trump's proposal is very detailed for a presidential candidate. Usually we just get these broad strokes of generalized areas of the directions that they want to go. But he had very specific market improvements under there. And these are things that we've all known for a long time can actually improve the cost of health care. You're never going to make health care more affordable if you just go with mandates, with taxes, with subsidies that you steal from other people. That's never going to work. But of course, it says right here about $660 billion of that $1 trillion over a decade would come from repealing and changing Obamacare tax provisions, not even directly related to health care. So they're just massive new taxes holding a gun to our heads, forcing us to buy a product from big insurance that we don't want, and that in many cases doesn't even apply to us. Single individuals like you, an individual single male being forced to buy maternity coverage. Okay, that's what they want to shove down your throat for you, Owen. You don't have a wife, anybody that would need to have maternity coverage, but of course they're going to make you buy that.
Well, and not only that, they're going to make you pay for abortions. They give all this money to Planned Parenthood, and then they try to tell you, oh, well, you know, those funds that we get don't go towards abortions. In their right mind? Look, these people don't understand business. That's honestly what it comes down to, because maybe they've never taken an economics class, which I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a master of. But I understand the basic economic principle where if you have X amount of funding, you have priorities, and you're going to take whatever allotment of that funding to go towards these priorities, and then you're going to take whatever allotment of that funding to go towards these priorities. Well, if all of a sudden you have this new group of funding that comes in from Y, well, now your priorities can change, can't they? Because you've got this huge group of funding here that you can now say, well, we're not allowed to use in this group. We're not allowed to use for this cause. But guess what? Now that we have this extra funding that we can put towards this, now we've got more money that we can spend on abortion. So even if they say, here's $1, here's another dollar, this dollar came from private funds, this dollar came from public funds, what are you going to use it as? Well, technically, I can't use that dollar for abortion, so I'll use this dollar for abortion. But what if you took that dollar away? Would they use that dollar on abortion, or would they use that dollar on some other care? That's how it works. That is typical business, deciding how to allot these funds. The Democrats don't get it. And the biggest thing to me is, David, just like with everything else, the biggest attack that they have on Donald Trump and the GOP right now with this health care bill is it's taking away Medicaid. It wants to end Medicaid. Medicaid cuts. People are losing their care. The poor are losing this money. It's all this stuff. That was already written into Obamacare. Medicare costs were already set to be cut. So they know
it was
that
Obama
the people,
that cut them. Yeah.
They know the people are ignorant. They know they don't read the bill. They know they have no business experience. And they feed them lies all day long. And it doesn't even matter because we don't want this Trump bill anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing how they keep pushing this. But again, we're not going to do anything for health care to affect the cost in a positive way unless we start putting market mechanisms in there. We didn't have a rising healthcare cost because the market had failed. We had failed to have a market. And that's the key thing. We had failed to try a free market. And that's why this thing is going in the way that it's going. I mean, going back to the fact that we even have a third party insurer, when you start doing that and saying, well, we're going to allow businesses to deduct healthcare insurance costs, but not individuals. Once you start going down that path, you start removing any accountability and any kind of market forces away from it. And then ultimately what you're going to get is to a single payer system where there will be no market accountability. There will be nothing to control the costs. There'll be no incentive to save money because it's all just going to be folded into Washington and they'll just dictate that you buy it from their friends and the quantities that their friends dictate to you. So that's what we're looking at here. That's why it has to be repealed. And the frustrating thing about this is how the Republicans have used this election after election as a wedge issue to get elected when they have absolutely no intention or plan to do anything with it. And now we can see this very clearly. These first 6 months here, the Trump administration, they never had a plan. They still don't have a plan to do what they campaigned on for 8 years. They've campaigned on this.
Well, and we've already seen now the rising of premiums, the rising of costs, the less options of cost, the depletion of the market in the monopoly care bill that's called the Affordable Care Bill. It's actually the monopoly care. So we're already seeing all this. It's already collapsing on their face. And they want to try to demonize the GOP bill, which we don't want anyway, even though it's not even the law yet. So this is just how they operate. And
you know, one last thing, Owen. One of the things that Donald Trump said, which is very, very clear, you know, when he was looking at this Senate plan, he goes, you know, it's a very difficult problem because you try to help one person over here and it hurts somebody else over there. That's an example of why our problems, not every problem, can or should be solved from Washington, even from a pragmatic standpoint, let alone from a constitutional standpoint. When they take it upon themselves to solve all the world's problems, then they rightly get what they deserve when everybody throws bricks at them for failing. They will never succeed at solving our healthcare problems from Washington because they have created the biggest problem by breaking our marketplace, by breaking competition, by shutting down the information that we need to make intelligent decisions about purchasing healthcare.
Well, and I love this, too. They always want to say repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace. How about just repeal?
Just repeal.
Just
please
repeal.
Just
that's
repeal.
Really all we need. And here's yeah. and here's the, again, just general economics that people don't understand. They say, oh my gosh, if you repeal the health care bill, how are people going to get health care? How are people going to see a doctor? How are they going to get insurance? Look, are you that dumb? Do you realize that health insurance is a multi-billion-dollar industry? Do you really think that these companies that are selling this health care for millions and millions and billions of dollars are just going to stop servicing the country? Do you really think that billion-dollar industry is just going to disappear? No, it's going to go private, and there's going to be competition, and it's going to drive costs down. That's how capitalism works. That's how the free market works. They hate it, David. They hate it, and it's because they don't understand it, and they don't understand that just because this bill gets repealed, healthcare isn't going to disappear. It's going to come back stronger than ever.
Yeah, you could sit with Humana and Aetna. They wanted to merge together. and they were losing money in the individual exchanges. So they wanted to merge together. If they merged together, they were going to become too big to fail, just like the banks did when they merged together under Bill Clinton, and then they shut down Glass-Steagall. So what they have done is they've used Obamacare, kind of like Glass-Steagall, to shut down competition in the marketplace. Then they want to merge because they knew that the failure was coming, and then they could force everybody to bail them out to buy their product. And then when that didn't happen, when the merger wasn't going to go through, it's like, all right, then we got to get out of these marketplaces really quickly. And that's what we see collapsing down. The whole thing is just going straight down the path that we saw with the mortgage crisis failure. An unsustainable, fraudulent marketplace that is going to collapse, and you're going to have a few big players who are betting on the fact that they're going to get bailed out by the government when they collapse all of this. And that's what I'm concerned about.
You know, and before we go to a call here, real quick, I'm glad that you actually mentioned that. This was a story that came out on Friday. A second, even bigger foreclosure reaches NYC Billionaires Row. This is a story from Bloomberg here, and it talks about how, once again, these billionaires in some of these top lofts in New York, their mortgages are getting foreclosed on because they're getting crushed right now in the markets. And it's just amazing. You would think that the left, who hates rich people, would be celebrating this. You'd think that they would be calling this out. Of course they're not, because they don't actually look at news unless it's on CNN or MSNBC. And this isn't a good thing either. These mortgages being foreclosed on is bad for banking industries. It's bad for the bottom line of the U.S. dollar value. And this is what we're seeing right now with all of these bubbles collapsing. And yeah, they all got inflated by Barack Obama. The mortgage crisis.
And the Federal Reserve. They keep cutting interest rates and holding them very low for a very long time. And then just like we saw with Alan Greenspan, they start bumping it up every single quarter until they can pop the bubble. And already, since Trump has been, they took interest rates down very low and held them there for a very long time. And then immediately after Donald Trump was elected president, we had Yellen and the Federal Reserve have now raised interest rates 0.25% every quarter. We've had 3 quarters. They've done it 3 times. That's exactly following the same plan that we saw with Alan Greenspan. And this that you see here, this is probably a factor here. These expensive properties are probably highly leveraged. They've got a lot of money in there. They're very susceptible to changes in the interest rate in terms of their marketability. That's just the tip of the bubble that is starting to burst, perhaps.
Let's go to some phone calls now. We'll take your calls. Let's go to Dustin in Florida. Go ahead, Dustin.
Nice to talk with you, Owen and David. Well, you know, my thing was about, you know, leftist cannibalism. You know, it's like you have this one-up, and, you know, to see who's the most progressive. And, you know, they've been fighting with themselves for a long time, to, you know, try to put who's going to be the head of the party. You know, obviously Hillary Clinton didn't work for them. And now, you know, they've ravaged it themselves, and they're turning, you know, they're shooting, you know, representatives are shooting anybody who they can get a hold of. You know, you see all these riots, and it's very bad. And you know, their violence is definitely one-upping for sure. And you know, you have all these people, you know, saying they want to blow up the White House, they want to kill Trump. They're doing art to depict that, you know, decapitations. They're, you know, just clearly ramping up the violence. And if it was to be on the opposing side, or back when Obama, or you know, any other which way, it would be unacceptable. And you know, there's just no tolerance. And for these people who say they're so progressive and they're so tolerant, you know, there's obviously none there. And it's very sad. And it just goes to show you how brainwashed, you know.
Yeah, there's a lack of tolerance. There's a lack of understanding, a lack of discernment, a lack of knowledge, just to be frank with you. But I think that Dustin makes an interesting point here, David, where it's almost like they're trying to one-up each other. It's like, who can be the most disgusting? Who can be the most vile? Who can be the most violent? And you would think that it would tone down after they see the negative side effects. No, they keep getting worse. They keep ramping up. And just to make a golf analogy, it's like, imagine if you're playing in a game of golf, and, you know, the guy you're playing with hits a nice shot and puts it on the green, then you're like, oh, wow, that's a great shot. I'm gonna put it closer. I'm going to stick my ball closer to the green. But they're doing it in violence. They're doing it in distasteful comments, assassination pleas. I mean, that's an interesting point from Dustin. It's almost like they've completely gone mental, and it's a competition to see who can be the most disgusting person right now.
It's virtue signaling in their little community, whether it's Hollywood or whether it's the universities that they work in. This is what
like,
you
look
do.
At me. I held up Donald Trump's decapitated head.
Well, look at me. I held a whole play for a month straight that depicted Trump's assassination.
Well, look at me. I pretended to shoot Donald Trump in the head. Well, look at me. I'm Robert De Niro. I'm a tough guy. I can beat him up. It's like, when are they going to stop?
You know, one of the things they said about the Trump play, the Shakespeare play, they said, well, we did that with Barack Obama a few years ago. I wonder if you went back and saw that play.
I wonder about the rodeo clown. He lost his job. He had an FBI investigation, I think.
Right. Well, I wonder if when they put that play on in New York, I wonder if they were celebrating and cheering when Barack Obama was murdered in the Senate, like they did when Donald Trump was murdered in the Senate. I don't think so. I think they would have absolutely been appalled, and I don't think that that crowd would have been cheering. They would have been, you know, it would have been a heartrending experience for them. But they were using this in New York Central Park. They were using it to cheer. Look, it is what they do in their community. You want the respect and the love of people that you work with in Hollywood? You say these types of things. You do these types of things. You try to outdo the other people. If you start to defend Trump, or if you start to say conservative things, you're not going to work in that town. It's just that simple. And the same thing is true in the universities as well. So it's within these communities that they're doing
this. I hear what you're saying, David. So it's a competition in Hollywood to see who can be the biggest piece of crap. Who can be the biggest piece of garbage? That is literally what it is. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
He has a tattoo on his knuckles that says scum. So he's a self-admitted scumbag. He's probably a pillhead. I mean, whatever. If you want to destroy your own body. But then he makes asinine comments because he wants to be in the headlines. He wants to be the new big guy. I'm the big guy that threatened Trump. I'm the guy that said somebody should assassinate Trump. No, you're the jackass that's going to lose your job with Disney and no one's going to go watch your movies anymore. That's what you are, Johnny Depp. Who's next from the liberal media?
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's just so frustrating. And I guess people still believe MSNBC. They're sitting here shoving all these stats at you. X amount of Americans need Medicaid. X amount of Americans will die without it. X amount of nursing homes. X amount of senior citizens. All this stuff. Using these stats to then twist the narrative and say Donald Trump is trying to take Medicaid away from the people. When again, the health care bill is not even going to pass. It's going to fail. It's going to fail. And Obamacare actually cut the Medicaid. So they use these stats about Medicaid to try to demonize Donald Trump, demonize the GOP health care bill that won't even pass. When if you look at the actual facts and you look at Obamacare, he was the one that wanted to cut Medicaid. MSNBC, man, I'll tell you, it's just unbelievable to see how these people lie and distort the truth. Folks, if you want to fight fake news, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. Help us grow in the face of the MSNBC fake news, the CNN fake news. Let them die. Let their sponsors quit funding them because nobody's watching anymore. Support us. InfoWarsStore.com. 4th of July summer mega specials are live right now, including free shipping store-wide. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off. That is essential, especially with summer right here. Get that bug spray, the non-toxic bug spray, the non-toxic sunscreen. Right now in time for 4th of July and your summer plans. Let's take another call here before we end this third hour. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, longtime supporter of GCN, Joyce Riley, Power Hour, and Alex Jones, local TV station that's been on the air up here in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Yes.
Since, 2005 or something, I was asked to help out in 1997, and I immediately started getting up with Alex Jones and started airing a lot of his videotapes. You know, it's kind of a public access station. We're small, but I like to think we had, you know, some help in moving the effort along, you know.
Well, I'm sure that was very helpful, yeah.
Alex used to call me his TV guy, and of course, as he's gotten bigger, it's harder and harder to stay in contact with him, but, you know, the FCC's want, and of course the left is going after a lot of people. They targeted Sean Hannity. They took down Bill O'Reilly pretty much. Or, you know, Alex has always been under attack, I think, and so has anybody that's been in, you know, in the truth movement, trying to alert the public to the things that the status quo just would rather people ignore. But now they're talking about trying to make a national example out of us. We're in an impoverished Eastern Kentucky, Obama war on coal economy, you know, that's crumbling around. And there's a lot of poor people that are kind of hidden. You know, there are a lot of poor people in this country that people don't know about. And there's a lot of scam artists trying to raise money for people that are
poor. No. You actually, Mike makes a great point here. It, for whatever reason, the liberals only care about poor people in the inner cities. They don't give a darn about people that are suffering in eastern Kentucky. They don't give a darn about people in Michigan. They don't give a darn about these people in the flyover
areas. They didn't even poll the rural areas because they didn't care about them. They figured, well, we don't need them. We've got our ability to pad the voter rolls in these urban areas and so forth, and we've got illegal voters that have come in, and so we're working with that. So they really felt that they could win without it. They didn't realize the extent of the discontent in those areas, like Mike was talking about, in areas where they decided that they would shut down entire industries, even though there are ways to work. They weren't going to work with people to try to make it cleaner. If that was their goal, they were just going to bankrupt that industry. That was Hillary as well as Obama. They made no bones about it.
My guess, Mike, is that your region of Kentucky is probably a major Trump supporters.
A lot of flyover country was, and in large part, I think it's because of the data analytics that he purchased and Hillary didn't, you know. Society is being run like a black box, and there's a lot of echo chambers.
Speaking, thank you for the call, Mike, and thank you for your support in the InfoWar, helping us get to this point. Speaking of voter data and voter rolls and not getting out, Seth Rich had access to that. There's a DNC lawsuit going on right now. Bernie Sanders supporters got robbed, and Bernie Sanders is silent on the issue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.